Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Raw.
And I am Sri Ram Khan. We're delighted to be with you live right now.
You know, this is a wild moment. I mean, a truly wild moment in history. And hey, is there a new world order going on? Is victim the new normal? What about the revelation that someone can offer alternative facts? I mean, this is a powerful moment, and we are here to talk about it all.
Well, it is an amazing time that is upon us, at least in the USA political scene, seems to be dominating the news cycle.
Well, and dominating the world. We'll talk about yesterday.
Scene, and I'm sorry, I'm struggling for words because I don't want to get too involved in actually the drama of the details. However, it's important to notice what's happening within the mass consciousness, within the quote-unquote normal world.
Yeah.
And the normal world is getting abnormal.
Well,
there's so much distortion going on that it is. I love that the presidential people, the spokespersons, are talking about alternative facts.
Well, you know, guys, let's just slow down, start, and dive in. And hey, big show today, because we're going to talk about this victim energy. We're going to be talking more about the planetary thought body, and we're going to be talking about how you can actually transform that energy into an incredible thrival experience. Because remember, it is January 22nd, and you know what that means? It means go time. We've been talking about this all month long, that we have been in the build-up, that January has been all about release. Remember that this week, this very week, in just a few more days, we are 100% out of the shadow of that retrograde. Everything is righting itself. And remember, everything that we put into motion, everything that you've been manifesting, everything you've been dreaming of, everything that you've been creating will hit a go, a big go, starting the end of this week. We are here. Remember last week we talked about how we're in the good of the go?
Well,
we're a little in the O. We're not quite in the O. The big O is this week.
But yeah, we'll be going.
We will be. But the reality is that this is a powerful moment upon us. Now, speaking of powerful moments, I believe our lines are already full. But hey, you never know. Give a call, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. My producer is telling me we are 100% full. But remember, the minute we start speaking to people, that's your opportunity to call right back in. So get that in your speed dial, 888-627-6008. Because we love hearing from you all the time.
So I'm back to alternative facts. Because I just smile.
I don't know, should we offer a warning on that?
It's just so brazen. It's so brazen.
Yeah, it is.
And yet it's a sign of the gullibility of the times.
Mm.
Because a fact used to be a truth. Mm. And truth required validation. What I mean by that is it didn't need to be proved. It just to be seen by more than one person.
So we have seen the rise of a whole new industry called fact-checking.
Fact-checking.
Or Politico, right? I mean, yeah. All of these, you know, and it came through because of this rise in this victim consciousness, which has been fed in planetary thought body. And remember, guys, everything is escalating. Everything is escalating.
And so the idea that you could have alternative facts suggests that there is no truth. Suggests we can have multiple systems define is going on in reality, which has actually been behind the scenes forever.
Well, of course, because, you know, let's talk about there that perception often defines reality. You know, Sri and I have been teaching a program for several years now called Ascended Sanity. And more than ever, you know, this is a home study program. It's a whopping $22. more than ever is the time for Ascended Sanity. And if you've not taken that program, you might want to check it out. Just go to selfascension.com, look at our home study programs, and check out Ascended Sanity. Because what we're seeing right now, Sri, is there is density sanity, and density sanity believes in alternative facts. Density sanity uses spin to become reality, and ascended sanity is able to witness the density sanity without being affected by it. As a matter of fact, when we stay in our ascended sanity, we actually can become a peace-filled, beautiful, passionate beings of divine spiritual to affect positive change. It's a powerful gift.
It is indeed a powerful gift. And everything begins with consciousness.
Yes.
So one of the blessings of alternative facts is they're asking you...
I'm so sorry, guys. I think that's so funny.
They're asking you to get clear on what do you know to be true.
Right.
How are you going to decide who and what to trust? Where is the bedrock?
Okay, that's the million-dollar question, because in new world order, right? New world order, of course there is. We're in a world of alternative facts. So in this new world order, without having to dive into defining it, we dive into the definition, then what we're doing is we're mentalizing it. We're actually it energy. I want you to take that in. It's irrelevant as far as whether it's Illuminati or whether it's reptilian or whether it's any of the other energies that you would want to put around that. The reality is that we live in a melting pot, and that melting pot has a cosmic component as much as it has an international component. You know, one of the blessings Sri and I have truly, truly been over these past 7 years that we have been international citizens is that the more people we meet, you know, you and I, we have traveled the globe. We have lived in many different countries. We have spent a significant time in other countries. And one of the gifts of that is the recognition that the energy of namaste exists everywhere, which is the divine in me honors and sees the divine in you. And at the heart of it all, everyone without limit, regardless of their politics, regardless of their level of consciousness, everything on this planet is seeking happiness. They want to raise their families. They want to be comfortable. And this is the essence of oneness. And when we are able to bring our ascended sanity to this quote unquote new world order, then it raises the light, so to speak, on this victim consciousness. Because quite frankly, guys, victim consciousness is trying to rule the world right now. And you know, we have a lot to share. This is just such a big show. I don't even know where to begin. I think Sri and I keep getting tongue-tied because we want to share it all and there's not enough time.
So the first thing as we move forward is to recognize that that which was subconscious or that which was the material of soap operas or reality TV mm-hmm. is vastly and rapidly becoming more mainstream.
It's becoming normal. It's becoming normalized.
And now the next question is, will it become widely accepted?
And that's the key is what is your heart? And I'm going to go back to that million-dollar question, Sri, that you already posed. It's about the big T. It's about trust. The big T does not stand for Trump. It stands for trust. It's about your ability to really honor, respect, and cultivate your inner trust, your inner compass, so that it is so radiantly crystalline clear that no matter how much goop is thrown at it, whatever direction, you are unaffected by it. That is the blessing of this moment, because it's certainly inviting every one of us to stay clear in our foundational truth of divine connection.
Absolutely. I want to bring our attention to a psychological fact, and that is...
Is it an alternative fact?
I don't believe there is.
I don't believe playing with you guys.
and that is that society has a lot of glue, and it's held together for the most part by the energy of victim consciousness.
Absolutely. Partners in pain.
That is the dominant force that keeps our social interactions in a certain realm mm-hmm. and within certain guidelines. And here's something I want to bring forward into your awareness. Mm-hmm. Victim consciousness can be very subtle. It can permeate attitudes. It can permeate organizations. It's grounded in the reality of the child's consciousness. Remember that as a child, and we've all been one. We all have.
Even if you don't think you have, everybody.
I don't care how grown up you are. You have an aspect in your consciousness. We lovingly refer to it as the inner child. It may not get a lot of airtime. It's still there.
Oh, it might be throwing tantrums.
And the inner child has a component that feels disempowered.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Because the world was big. The adults had control. The child didn't have a lot of power. So the victim energy that is permeates so much of social and now political orientation is grounded in the fear, a childlike fear that I have no control. I can't do anything. And this, whatever this is bigger than me. Now, when we begin to feel that, we don't like feeling disempowered or victimized. So what do? We'd rather blame somebody else.
Absolutely.
And that's how we deflect the energy, by blaming or seeking a knight on the horse.
Well, or whatever. And so the reality is that, are we in a situation where victim consciousness is becoming the predominant energy rising up through the planetary thought body? Well, let's look at what's been happening. We looked at the energy as it went through 2015. Remember that we entered the ascension escalator starting in 2015. Of course, if we went all the way back to the year 2000, that's when the first major energetic release happened on the planet. We're not going to spend a lot of time talking about that, but if you research our work, we've talked about this a lot. Then we had the 2012 opening, but the real beginning, so to speak, or initiation into this rapid ascension energy started 2015, and it's a 7-year escalator carrying us all the way through to 2022. Now, 2015, 2016 were a unit. 2017 is a unique year, and January is a unique month inside a unique year, because the energy of January has been what? You guys by now know this, right? You're probably sitting there going, I know, Kira. The energy of January brought forward or uncovered to the surface a, quote, sadness. And this sadness is not something that's new. It's not something that's meant to be negative. It's something that's been there. And through that, all masks have been revealed. And I would expect that if I was sitting in a living room right now, having a cup of tea with you, we could talk about all the masks that have been revealed to you over this month so far, whether it's those around you, your friends, your family, your coworkers, people you meet on the street, yourself. Every mask has been revealed. Well, the blessing of that is that with the mask revealed, you have the opportunity to remove it and be clear. Because when you have a mask on, I don't care how well made it is, I don't care how beautiful it is, when you're wearing a mask, you get a little uncomfortable after a while, and you're never seeing quite as well as you can see without it. And so the gift of this, the gift of January, is the opportunity to, honest to goodness, take off the mask, be free, be clear, move forward. So of course, if the fifth dimension is offering you all this beautiful opportunity, the density sanity, right? That's third dimension. So the density sanity, of course, is going to say, wait a minute here. We're going to pull out the old standby, the victim consciousness, because victim consciousness feeds everything, even that which we feel is being done on a higher purpose. And Sheree and I have talked about this extensively, about the difference between activism and being ascension awareness, and the difference between the two. Because when we are stuck in activism, it comes from a sense of what? Injustice, a sense of victim energy, a sense of trying to take anger and harness it, when the reality is all energy is neutral. And so when we start feeding that energy into the planetary thought body, the planetary thought body just becomes this hungry hippo, so to speak, saying, feed me, feed me, feed me. And it becomes bigger. And this is how we've gotten here. You know, if you're sitting there going, how did we get here? Well, this is how we're here. And the good news is that we know how we got here.
And we're going to explore some of these nuances more as we the show. But the one thing I want to leave you with right now before we head to the phone lines is that you have a choice. you always have a choice, and it begins with your own authenticity.
Absolutely.
And as you begin to bring your trust to your divine nature, bringing your to your ascended heart, and when I say that, what I mean is not the reactive emotional heart, but the wiser ascended energy that is rooted in compassion. As we bring our focus there, as we begin to trust our guidance and our inwardness, then we live more authentically, and truth detector or lie detector can help us discern what's BS and what's good stuff.
Absolutely.
And we can find our way more easily.
Yes. And isn't that a blessing? And you know, we have a lot to say because this is a trinity of energies. There's a lot that co-conspires with it. And so we're going to be giving you lots of information about this energy, how to walk through it, how to actually transform it. So you might want to even have a pen and paper. This is a big show today. And you know, as you mentioned, all of our lines are filled. We have all these amazing beings that have called in, lots of first-time callers. So why don't we begin with the first-time caller right here on line one?
Let's head to line one. Say hi to Rena from Las Vegas.
I didn't be Renee. Hi.
Yes. Oh my goodness, you got me. Hi. Hi guys. I send you blessings. My name is Renee Kane and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm calling to humbly ask for a mini reading, please.
Well, it is just our honor. Mm-hmm. Did you have something else you wanted to share before we begin?
It's been a wild ride. It's been a really wild ride.
I just started my ascension
journey. Yeah. About 12 months ago, I just started my ascension journey. So my awakening. So.
Well, I want you to take in a breath and I want you to bring your hands to your heart. And here's, I'm just smiling as you shared about your wild ride 12 months ago, because, or as you've been on this journey, the guides around you are very, very colorful. You carry a lot of multicolored rainbow energy around you. And here's what's so precious. They're saying this started 12 years ago. You're just at a moment right now of bringing forward everything. However, they're saying that what's important for you to do is to breathe, slow down, and appreciate that you are here right now and that everything is unfolding exactly as it needs to. And they're saying that they wish to offer you one gift today, and it's the gift of patience, and that you need to apply that patience to yourself first, and that as you do, everything else will fall into flow. Lots and lots of flow around you. I'm seeing lots of infinity symbols in crystalline light. Lots and lots of flow, but the key is this patience. And they're saying they are activating it. They are gifting it to you. And I love that you got through on our first caller, line one, and that your gift is patience. I love that. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you so very much. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Angel. You too. Namaste.
Well, indeed, I just want all of us to capture the lesson of patience, mm-hmm. because every being on this planet is reflecting something that is true and alive for everyone else. Mm-hmm. And the ability to just keep on trusting and to tell that inner part of you that feels it ought to be different to have a little patience.
Indeed. Well, you know, I have patience, but yet at the same time, we're always eager to connect with our amazing listeners, bar none, the best group of people on the planet. You guys know it. So why don't we say hi to another caller, Sri?
Absolutely. We're going to head to line two. We'll say hi to Issa from Cleveland.
First time caller. Welcome.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really have connected with you all the last probably 4 or 5 months, and I just am so grateful for all that you do. And I'm calling today. I've been on another wild ride journey and had a lot of roles kind of change in my life and a lot of things kind of fall away. So I'm calling to ask for a mini soul reading so that I might be able to get some direction on what might come next for me.
Well, beloved one, thank you. First of all, thank you so, so much for just being on the planet. And I want to share with you, Archangel Raphael was the first being that came in around you. And right next to Archangel Raphael is the Ascended Master Almoira. And right next to the Ascended Master Almoira is just this beautiful, beautiful ascended presence that is feeling very much like you. I very much so. But it's this Trinity energy, and they're all saying the same thing. And so I'm just going to share with you exactly what they're saying. And forgive me, I actually have tears in my eyes. I don't know why, but I've got these tears in my eyes, and they're just saying, "Be not afraid, we have you. Your future is assured. Take each bold step, knowing that you are ready to move forward. Trust that the guidance we are sending through you now has been received through your filters, and you are already in process with this next evolution." They're talking about a lot of personal things I don't really want to say on the radio, but I just want to share this with you, my angel. It's all going to come together very, very quickly. It's like by June, it's all there. And they just keep saying the same thing over and over again. And I have all these tears in me. And they're just saying, "Be not afraid. We've got you. Be not afraid. We've got you." And so, my angel, I am just loving you so much. And I thank you so much for calling through. And there is no accident you got in today. Just with so much love, many blessings.
Thank you so much. That was so beautiful. Namaste.
Namaste, angel.
Well, beautiful indeed. And, you know, that reminds me to remind all of you is we do not travel alone. There are so many beings that are on your team.
That is
cheering
so
you
true.
Forward. And, you know, one of the remarkable things is, well, of course, we initially start seeing family and friends when we talk like this, but there's so many angelic beings that are just there saying, "Come on, I'll help clear the way that I can in this way.
They will. And you know, guys, I want to go back and talk a little bit about, hey, is this victim the new normal? Well, the answer is, what's new about the victim consciousness is that the opportunity to transcend it has never been greater. This is a wonderful moment. You know, as we were talking about earlier in the show, when we have people in so-called authority positions coming forward and saying things like alternative facts, we know that there is great momentum in the density. And what is the density? Well, the density is, you know, my beautiful Sri often refers to it as the game board, right? It's the game board that we are born into by choice. Remember, all of us agreed to be here. And oftentimes when Sri and I have groups here, and we just finished having a beautiful group of people here, one of the examples I offer is that, you know, imagine that it was just a moment ago, a blink of the eye, that we were all in another dimension together, having an amazing lunch, and we were all in our ascended presence, and we were between the worlds of density. And as we were having lunch, because we've always known each other, which is why we're reconnecting now, one of us said, "Hey, wouldn't it be fun to go down and check out Earth?" And we all agreed that that would be a great idea. And then we agreed to meet for dinner, because that's just how fast this experience is. And so as we are here having our between lunch and dinner experience, what are we learning? And aren't we blessed that we are reconnecting right now? You're listening to this show. If you're live, we are so grateful. If you're in the archives, we are so grateful. But the reality is that we know each other. We have always known each other. And it's why we're reconnecting right now. We are each honoring our agreements. And dancing in density is a gift we give ourselves until we are ready to break free. Because
the path of self-ascension indeed is breaking free a life that is governed by your ego. We move from an ego governance to a soul-based life. You know, the ego is a repository of so much creativity and limitation. It's all there. And so we don't seek to do battle with the ego. We seek only to peace and through healing work, and to not let it govern us. It's a little bit like, do you let your drive your car? I think not. It needs to be in the seat. Well, that. It needs to be in the right place so that you can capture the wisdom, capture the learnings, and move forward. So moving into ascension awareness, moving into that state where you realize I am a soul having my human experience, as we begin to cultivate that perspective, we indeed need to let go of a lot of habitual thoughts, a lot of habitual orientations. And all of this drama on the game board is seeking to keep you stuck.
Because you cannot play your way off. Remember, drama is a game. Victim consciousness is a game. All of this is a game. And so you absolutely cannot play your way off of the game board. The only way off this game board is to lift. And that's the blessing of the ascended presence. That's the blessing of ascended living. Now, I've got to share, Sri, because I just feel compelled to share. Sri and I are getting ready for a pretty powerful 2017. And at the behest of the masters, we made available a few beautiful sessions. There's a session the end of March. These are 10-day sessions. There's a session the end of March, and there's two sessions in April. And these are private self-ascension mastery journeys with Sri and I. Believe it or not, very affordably priced. They are down here in Uruguay at Terra Nostra, but these are absolutely private. We have limited the number of people to be here with us at one time to just two. Now, believe it or not, they're filling pretty quickly. So, and I noticed lately that airfare from the States has really gone down, or from whatever other country you might want to look at to get down here to Uruguay. But go to selfascension.com, guys, and right on the homepage, just scroll to the bottom, scroll the footer. I hate to say go to the homepage and scroll the footer, but we're having some formatting issues right now. And click on Private Self-Ascension Mastery Journey. Learn about it. Come join us, because we're just finishing up some private mastery journeys right now. We have people that are with us until the end of this week. And, you know, it's been such an incredible blessing, such an honor. And I know for you and I, it's always such an amazing gift to witness the self-ascension mastery blossom within someone, and how incredibly fast the life goes into fast gear.
Because there is a difference between learning how to cope with the game board versus learning how to lift off the game board. And the path of self-ascension is one of reclaiming your inner mastery so that you can be in joy regardless of what's going on
exactly.
The game board.
And if you can't get down to Uruguay and you're like, God, that's just, you know, can't do it. If you can, get here. Come on, because we'd love to work with you one-on-one. But if you can't, truly, guys, take advantage of Ascended Sanity. Go to selfascension.com. Right there in the homepage, you'll see on our menu, you'll see classes. When you click on that, you'll see home study programs. And when you go to those home study programs, take a look at the Ascended Sanity program. It is the best $22 home study program you will ever take, and it will blow you. Because it ties in, it kind of takes what we're saying to the next level right now. And talking about the well, maybe we can squeeze in another caller before the commercial break.
Absolutely. What we'd like to do is have everybody take a deep breath, recognize that we are on a fantastic journey.
In every way.
We're all way to just a wonderful.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's wake up another caller.
Absolutely. Line 3, and welcome Kai from Florida.
Namaste, Kai. Welcome.
Hi, you guys. We've talked before, and I'm at a crossroads where I'm just confused of, I know I'm energetically very open and that I've been clearing a lot in the planetary thought body and so forth, and I get that the Creator doesn't want to release me yet from the density part of the job, and I don't know if that is just my ego, my personality, the mind giving me a wrong message, or if I am, there is a specific time for me to be shifted out of the old reality.
Kai, you know, the word they're wanting me to share with you is you are a divinely complex, beautiful being. And even as I'm sharing that with you, this divine complexity, the word that they're wanting you are the words that they are wanting you to hear, and this huge energy is around you right now. And what's beautiful is that all of these beings are forming. I'm kind of moving my fingers as I'm talking to you, but it's this beautiful, it almost looks like a geometric matrix all around you. It's made out of all these different rainbow crystalline lights. And I'm actually like my, I don't know, like I'm just, it's like I'm working with it as I'm speaking with you, but I'm not doing it. They are. So I want you to just be available to receive the energy that's pouring into you right now. And what they're sharing is that in the divine complexity, the still center exists. And that center is where you will find the smile and the release. And that it's not about puzzling around it right now, flowing with it, yet remaining the star. And I'm actually reaching out right now, and I'm touching your star. Your consciousness area is located about 1/8 of your third. So I want you to take your thumb and your middle finger. And by the way, listening can do this as well. Take your thumb and middle finger and touch, release, activate those meridians, activate that energy. Touch, release, and then I want you to take that middle, put it in the third eye, take a breath in, close, slide that finger up about an inch and a half, and you will feel your star consciousness. Hold your finger there. For you, Kai, and for all of you that are doing it, I want you to feel a crystalline recognition coming into that area that is aligning you with the still center of creation that ignite the harmony in you to smooth the complexity. And I'm watching this matrix energy release, and I'm watching everything just kind of find this flow. And they're saying, stay here, breathe here, be, and everything else fall into. Now, for me personally, my love, August is huge for you. I don't know why, but it's mega huge. And everything you do between now and then will be in the right direction, is the word they want me to give you. So I'm really grateful for that through to us today, Angel. Many blessings of you, Mom. Divinely complex, beautiful, and namaste.
Thank you very much. It's been breaking in and out, so I haven't been able to hear you completely, so I'll just re-listen to the recording. Thank you,
yep.
Kira. I love you very much, and Sri Ramka, thank you very much. Bless you.
We love you, Kai. Angel, it was probably breaking up because of a huge mass of energy that we were transmitting through the alarm. We love you too, Angel.
Okay. Namaste.
Well, namaste.
Here we are, and I just want to say the light to connect with truth and to notice the mass consciousness and the difference between what's going on in the masses and what's going on in your own.
Absolutely, and we have so much to share, and we're going to just take a really quick break. If you don't have a pen and paper, get it. You're going to want it, and we'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are truly delighted to be with you. And we just want to say it's a fantastic day. It's a wonderful day. There's a lot of energy, a lot of momentum happening. And if this recording feels a little crackly, smile at that too, because there is a lot of energy in the air. One of the things that I want to underscore for everyone is that density consciousness, meaning mass consciousness, is evolving into a state where the mask is off. Also, when we talked about all the masks coming off, what we're saying is for those that are awake or awakening, it's going to be ever easier to see what is inauthentic, what has been cloaked. That's one of the blessings of increasing your vibrational rate. As our consciousness lifts, we begin to notice that which is distorted, that which is egoic, etc. Now, the energy on the planet that's being stimulated is this victim energy. Now, the question and the education to bring forward, it's a discernment really, is that victim energy is a natural quality that we all must grow through. I talked earlier about how it's the child, that the inner child always had a disempowered element. There was, and that the inner child learned how to do the dance of compensation. So here's what I'm getting at. Every time that we begin to feel disempowered, we begin to feel the victim energy, the associated energy is fear. Now, we all know that there is a fear-based reality here in this duality called Earth School. So fear is not your enemy. It's an energy that's there to cultivate your empowerment. It's there to help you learn how to stand up and know what is true. Victim energy is taking it to a belief system that there is indeed something wrong with me or something wrong with us or something wrong with the world. And when we begin to anchor in that victim energy, then we're very ripe for calling in a rescuer.
Very much so. And here's the deal. We cannot be a victim without a rescuer. Just like, now, if you were to draw a triangle on that paper, we asked you to get that pen and paper before the break. So check this out. If you draw a triangle right now and you say, okay, one line of that triangle is the victim, right?
One point.
One is the rescuer. Well, that only leaves one other energy. You got to have what? A persecutor. If you're going to be a victim, then you're not in it alone. Victims are never alone. There's lots of people around them because without those, they don't exist. And remember that every time we feel victimized, it is because there is a persecutor and simultaneously a rescuer. And this is why we talk so much about partners in pain, because oftentimes it's our partners in pain who are our rescuers. But here's the deal, guys. We often like to switch roles. In that triangle, chances are you've played every role, and so have those around you.
Because it's all the same energy. One of the things that we learn how to do at an early age is because being a victim has that awful feeling of disempowerment.
Right.
And the reason it's awful is it's not true. It's a lie. The ultimate inauthenticity is to say, I'm a victim, because you, beloved one, are a glorious being of divine light.
Now, for those of you that are saying, BS, Sri, I've had this happen to me and this happened to me and this happened to me, absolutely. We are not taking away from that.
No.
What we are inviting you to see is that every being on the planet is playing their role perfectly. You know, I used to joke many, many years ago that where it said rescuer in the dictionary, it had my picture. And I certainly played the role of victim, and I certainly played the role of persecutor, because you cannot be one without the other. And that's the most important thing to see in this. And to recognize that this victim triangle energy of victim, rescuer, persecutor is fed by the planetary thought body into density consciousness. This is why we're talking about playing the game board. This is what's being played on the game board. The question is, which hat are you wearing? Because when we go in as that partner in pain, we are the rescuer. when we go in and allow our anger to get overwhelming and we have no vent for it and we start with the poor me, we are really owning the victim. And we can sometimes be our own victim, persecutor, and rescuer.
Well, that's called some dynamic self-talk, because we can beat ourselves up.
Exactly.
But the bottom line is, no matter how many times you cycle around the victim triangle, whether you're dominating through being the persecutor or whether you are really caught in the disempowerment of the victim, we can find good reasons to support it.
Always.
There's always, a reason why we have the attitude or the experience we have.
And we're not here to debate that with you.
And the debate is fruitless. The key is you have the ability to lift through it, to transcend the dynamic Velcro of the victim triangle. And society is playing its role by demonstrating to you the dysfunctional energy.
So remember, the victim comes from the inner child. All it is an aspect of our identity that believes we are powerless. The rescuer finds their power in fixing the victim, often because they don't want to look at their own lives. And the persecutor finds their power in channeling their anger or blame toward others because, God forbid, they would look at themselves. So remember, if you were to write this down,
that all of these are rooted in fear. And fear is an anticipation of negative experience.
Now take that in. Fear is nothing more than the anticipation of a negative experience. That's a very powerful discernment, because behind fear, there's often other energy.
And so we dance in the victim triangle in order to deflect feeling afraid. We dance around the roles of victim, rescuer, and persecutor, hoping to find power. And behind especially the persecutor, there is an energy of anger, because anger seeks to control, right? Anger seeks to stop the clock, to make things right. Well, anger is a judgment that interrupts the flow of conscious connection with light.
Now, that's just so powerful. That's just such a great Shriism. I want to say it again. Anger is a judgment that interrupts the flow of conscious connection with light. So think about it. Fear is the anticipation of negative experiences, and anger is a judgment that interrupts the flow of conscious connection with light. And the only thing those two things have in common is your own thought body. Yet, your thought body has a choice. You can lift into ascended sanity and really go check out that program at selfascension.com, or you can align with density sanity, which is firmly rooted in the planetary thought body. And the planetary thought body is carrying the energy of fear, anger, sadness, and victimhood.
So no matter what your life experience is, no matter how much torment, no matter how much true tragedy you've experienced, your gateway through that is through your forgiveness and your ability to lift through it. Because there's many gifts that happen through fear and through anger. We need to experience these energies in order to capture their gifts.
You know, fear and anger are actually part of a cycle of recognition. Take that in. You need to experience them. So rather than get victimized about having experienced them, you do need to experience them. And as part of the cycle of recognition, we're first able to be, quite frankly, grateful that our fear has shown us our attachment to an external condition, because that external condition offered emotional or the illusional energy of density.
So fear was, as we said, it's an anticipation. So fear will overcome your peace. It'll overcome your joy because you're anticipating something awful or some
well,
chaos.
And it's got a lot of power, especially if you're attached to the planetary thought body.
And so the fear overcomes your joy.
Exactly. And so I want to share something that Archangel Zadkiel said directly, because it's so powerful. And it's three simple lines that really help you unravel and thrive through the victim consciousness and lift up off the game board. You ready? Three lines. Here's the first one. This is Archangel Zadkiel directly saying, fear is more powerful than joy. Now take that in. On an emotional 3D density level, because remember, emotional joy is easily whipsawed by events, and fear is more powerful than joy. Ready for number two?
Anger is more powerful than fear.
So you see how that's building?
You see how we like to, where society likes to go?
Exactly. So first you have the fear, and fear is what? The anticipation of a negative experience. Then what happens? Your fear is more powerful than your joy, so you move from a joy state to a fear-filled state. But then anger is more powerful than fear, and anger is that judgment that interrupts the flow of your conscious connection with light. So it's like, oh my goodness, my fear and my anger have now stopped the clock. But guess what? Here's the third part of that.
Gratitude is more powerful than them all.
Check that out. Gratitude is more powerful than the fear, more powerful than the anger, more powerful than the joy. And here's the irony. Through the gratitude, the joy anchors. It's really quite beautiful.
And so every experience we have is practice. Every emotional interaction is practice. We don't need to judge what's going on. We simply need to process and lift through it.
Because remember, spirit, your truth, is never carrying fear. It is never afraid. Spirit is eternal. Spirit is not ever subject to the whims or the illnesses of this planet. And it's time. It is time right now. And this is why, for those that are calling in conscious ascension energy, to be grateful for everything that's going on around you. Because let's face it, it's not too hard to recognize the illusion right now. As we talked about earlier in the show, it's pretty visceral. And so as you recognize fear for the illusion that it is, and that it's only a trick used by a sly ego, and then, of course, reinforced by society and our planetary thought body, then you're able to go, wow, I can lift off the game board because I get it. This was just a very powerful density experience that's trying to keep me disempowered. When the truth is that when we can offer ourselves the recognition that we can absolutely lift, when we can offer ourselves the recognition of the power that fear can offer, then we get to transition from the trap.
Now, when Zadkiel reminds us there's only one way to exit from this loop, and it's gratitude, I know, because I have been there, that when I'm triggered, the last thing in my mind is gratitude,
agreed.
Least in the moment.
And here's a trick for that, guys, because in that moment when you're like, well, how can I be grateful for this? Honestly, go into neutral. Put yourself in a reset and use the mantra of self-ascension. Even if you're saying it with a sarcastic tone, you know, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. You got to interrupt that flow and you got to reset into neutral. And if you keep repeating the mantra of self-ascension, you'll get to the gratitude.
Because your fear and your anger have corresponding worldviews. There's a mindset. There are thoughts that support. Remember, every position on the triangle has a supporting thought. So because I know that gratitude will carry me forward, one of the things I do with myself is I say, what perspective do I need to adopt in order to be grateful for this experience? Wow, there's a new challenge. What perspective do I need to adopt in order
Indeed.
To cultivate sincere gratitude?
Mm-hmm.
And simply by asking myself that, I start to unhook the Velcro.
Now, you know, we have had, and I really want to share right now, we have had an overwhelming amount of emails come in to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com. And remember, you're always welcome to send us your emails and mini soul reading requests. But guys, we're in the thousands right now. So what I wanted to do in this moment, before we say hi to another live caller, is to mention a lot of you are writing me about and requesting mini soul readings about legal things that are happening in your lives right now. A lot of you going through family issues. Lots of you writing in about nasty divorces and children issues, children that you can't see, spouses that are doing things. The reason I want to collectively respond to you all is because this is an energy more than a specific situation, and it really applies to today's show. Your energy is saying, I am a victim. And I want you to hear this with all my heart and soul, and I could read off about 50 names right now, but you know who you are, those of you that have written me with these types of situations. When you're writing saying, please, 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 what can I do to shift it? Here's the answer. We're giving it to you in today's show. It's time to lift through the victim consciousness. It's time to say to yourself, okay, My ex-spouse is playing their role perfectly. My children knew that they were picking me to be their parent. And your children, I promise you, your children knew what they were getting into, just like you knew what you were getting into when you picked your parents. If we can start there with the spiritual understanding that we choose our parents and we choose our experience to help us become who we are, then you must free yourself to let your children continue on their journey. When you rise through your own victim consciousness and transform that through gratitude of the situation, because it is teaching you, you will be amazed at how quickly things will turn around. And I truly, with all my heart, asked and prayed on the best way I could respond to you all. And since so many of you have written me this way, and because we're talking about this victim consciousness in the planetary thought body, do what brings you joy. Use this moment as a moment of freedom. Pay attention and only be your best self. Take care of you first, and I promise you, you will see a shift in the way this is going.
The attitude of forgiveness is one of releasing all hope that it should have been different.
All hope of a better past.
And in that attitude, we automatically start to cultivate the ascended perspective. To release them, they did not realize what they were really doing. And even if you think they did, I doubt it. It's time to just lift above it.
And some of you are saying, but Kira, I've had some really nasty experiences. I know, Angel. I really do. I see it. I feel it. I know it. Those of you listening may even know people who are in it. The greatest gift, the quickest way to the other side is to do what you might think is selfish, and that is take care of you. Do what brings you joy. Pay attention to your happiness. Let go, let God, because honestly, if you stay focused on being the best person you can be, the results will amaze you and you will be happy with them. Sheree, why don't we say hello to another caller?
Absolutely. Let's all take a deep breath and smile. Woo! So much energy, so much recognition, so much love. Let's go to line 4 and we'll say hello to Mickey from Georgia.
Namaste, Mickey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Great.
Good. I had, thank you for taking my call. I had a reading with you, Kira, back in July, and what you and they through you suggested for me to do, I did faithfully, and it was told to me that there would be a huge shift and I would be very happy with the results after the 5 weeks, and that has not happened. And I was in the middle of that, though, my partner left me, so I was in an immense amount of grief, which I'm still dealing with, and definitely in the victim state with it. And what you all just said was very, very helpful, because I'm having a very difficult time getting around what happened and how it happened and forgiveness. So I was wondering if I could have a mini soul reading and if I did something wrong or if the breakup just threw a wrench into my process, or I did finish out the process and do it, but I'm just feeling hopeless and feeling like I'm not.
Well, Mickey, I'm going to interrupt just because we're at the end. Got it. I'm going to interrupt because we're near the end of the show and I truly want to respond to you. So I want you to first and foremost bring your hand to your heart. And I know why you got through today. Here is what your guides are saying to you. There is not anything you have done wrong. There is only the lack of realizing that all the jewels within you, you are refusing to harvest, meaning the outfocus is still more. It's still bigger in your life than the gift of who you are. And everything around you is screaming and saying you have been given a gift. That while it may not have felt that way, that breakup happening during that period of time was actually the gift that was given to you, and that it's time to see it as the gift it is and to see the freedom and the blessing you've been given. And that even if you have to, they're saying fake it till you make it. And so even if you have to fake it till you make it to believe that and see that, with all my heart, Angel, I promise you, they're saying in 1 year, you are on the other side of this. And the other side of it is so amazing that it's like I see you saying, had I known it was going to bring me here, I would have done it all over again. And so begin by starting to harvest the blessing of this. Start trying to look at it that way. Keep moving forward and do not give up on you, because everything's getting ready to break free, Mickey. And I know that's why you got through today. And I know that's why we were able to connect. And so with all my heart, please see you're getting through today as a sign of the gift that you are and the amazing blessings that are laying in front of you, Mickey. We love you dearly, Angel. Really, it's time for you to celebrate you.
Thank you. I know. And I'm the resistance is just making me nuts. I know I've been very resistant, and I don't know why.
So you know what? Let go of it. Go outside, scream it out, yell it out, smile it out, and say, you know what? In this moment, and maybe just for this moment, resistance isn't there. No more resistance. I am there. And Mickey, we are out of time, but we love you, and, okay. And do it. You okay. Can do it. I promise you, you can do it.
Thank you.
And so, beloved listeners, we just want to smile and say to each and every one of you, we love you, honor you, and that each and every one of us is lifting through the seeming challenges.
Indeed. And we just want to thank you for your ascended presence, for holding your ascended sanity, and for tuning in with us every week right here at Sri Akira Live. May you know that we carry you in our heart every week. And let this be go time.
And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.